Very pleased to have with us now from NFL Network, Mike Mayock. You're going to be part of the broadcast on Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern of the Senior Bowl here in Mobile, Alabama. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Can you give me, what is it, 70 degrees? I mean, you and I have been to a lot of Senior Bowls, big boy, and I don't ever remember standing here without a jacket on. This is phenomenal weather.
It really has been special. Now, how about talent and taking a look at what we have out here? How do you compare this to the many other Senior Bowls that you've evaluated?
Yeah, every Senior Bowl is a little different, has different flavor to it. You know, last year we had some quarterbacks that ended up going pretty high, and some of them surprisingly. You know, Christian Ponder at number 12, none of us would have said that a year ago at this time. The group I really like, and I think the South has a little more talent this year than the North, but I love the South defensive line. You know, and I think there's a minimum of three guys that are first-round picks, and Copels from North Carolina, who looks the part. The two guys that really intrigue me are the guys that don't look the part, Courtney Upshaw and Melvin Ingram. You know, they're both 6'1½", plus or minus. They're both 273, plus or minus. And if you put the Alabama tape on, Courtney Upshaw plays 3-4 outside linebacker, and he plays it extremely well. Most people think you got to be longer than him to play that, but look at the Pittsburgh Steelers with Harrison and Woodley. If you're not long, you better be explosive. He can also put his hand in the dirt and run. So I love Upshaw. And this kid Ingram, I did a bunch of his tape before I came down here, and I don't know where you line him up. He played inside, he played outside. He played with his hand in the dirt, he played up. All I know is he's short-armed, short, not the prototype, but you better find a way to play him because he's just a football player. So those three guys to me are first-round picks, and I've really had a kick watching him play this week.
And that's the thing. It's all about the practices here, I know, in assessing what these guys are about, more so than the game itself. But how do you approach it? Do you give them that little break-in time? Because let's face it, these are college kids working with the NFL coaching staffs here. They don't know all that they need to know just in a short cram session. So is there a little bit of a grading curve that you give at the very beginning, or how are you assessing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's so simple, though, Vic. I mean, you know, you're playing a single high safety. You know, it's pretty simple defense. You ought to be able to pick it up pretty quickly. And they do that for a reason, and that reason is they don't want them to be mentally taxed. They want them to play hard and fast. So the way I look at it is this is one more step in the process. The most important thing is the tape that I already watched. You're not going to come down here and change my mind because I'm going to go watch some more tape. However, you can force me to go back there and watch more tape. I mean, the Janoris Jenkins, the corner, took about 3 minutes in person to see how gifted he is physically. Now you got to figure the kid out. The kid's had some problems, but as far as gifts, he's really good. I mean, the Louisiana Lafayette cornerback Bentley, hadn't seen much tape on him before I came down here. I'm going home and watch some tape. I know he's 176 pounds, but he's got ball skills, he's got movement skills, and I really like what I've seen. So as the process unfolds, I'm taking notes up there all the time about guys I got to go back and take a bigger look at. The irony is, believe it or not, is because we're doing this on the air, I only get to see one drill at a time. So I go back to NFL Films when this is over and watch every single practice to get a better feel for actually what happened.
We're visiting with Mike Mayock from NFL Network. He's part, of course, of the coverage of the Senior Bowl on Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, with Paul Burmeister, Heath Evans, Charles Davis. When you guys are together and assessing this, and we know you have cameras covering this from every single angle for NFL Network, but what do you especially try to take in? In other words, is it because the combine's a very skill-specific thing. This is more game-specific in preparation. So how do you set your mind to evaluate on that basis?
Well, because they're wearing shoulder pads and helmets and playing football, this is a more important week to me than, say, the combine. Men in shorts, for me, is just a cross-check. And I'm amazed at how many people love that. I mean, we get audiences that are mind-boggling, and I think part of it is just the visual. You get to see the kid that wore his helmet all year long and look, see what Mike Adams from Ohio State at 6'7", 323. Oh, my God, look, I'm in a pair of gym shorts. You know, so there's a wow factor at the combine. But all that is a cross-check, Vic, and you know it. I mean, here's what I tell my guys all the time. If a guy runs faster or slower than you think he is, then it's a story. If a guy runs 4.35 but he's a fast guy, I don't care. You know, that's just part of it. If a guy that I think is 4.35 runs 4.5, or a guy on tape that I think is a 4.55 wide receiver, if he runs 4.39, then I got to go back and watch the tape and say, okay, is that just manufactured track speed, or is it real football speed?
the structure of these postseason All-Star games, of course, is such that only seniors are participating, and I know we get the late declarations and such that may be complicated, but the bottom line is we don't have underclassmen as part of this, and the bottom line is that the underclassmen really impact how this draft is gonna unfold when they get part of it. So how does that influence these kids out here? I mean, is it still an honest chance for these seniors to be doing something special, knowing full well that some underclassmen are going to come in and maybe blow a lot of things out of the water?
Yeah, and I think there's some seniors that are missing opportunities this year. I think there's some seniors that should be here. You know, if I'm a wide receiver whose name is not Justin Blackmon, I'd want to be here. If I was a senior wide receiver, are you kidding me? Get a chance to show people maybe I'm the best wide receiver in the country? There's some guys out there that, in my opinion, if they're not hurt, should be here. I also think that it's kind of antiquated that we don't have juniors here. In my mind, once they declare, who cares? Let's get them out here and compete. I understand the NFL doesn't want to look like they're pushing underclassmen out because of the relationship, and I get it and I respect it. However, I think we're at a point now with so much underclassmen domination of the first round, let's get them out here and equal the playing field.
The quarterback position, which would be the other one where the underclassmen are figuring to dominate, Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III. But with regard to the ones that you see here from the North and the South squad, obviously Brandon Whedon, the interesting story at 28 years old. Is there a chance for that converted baseball player from Oklahoma State to really show something in a week like this?
Yeah, I think there's a chance for all the guys. I mean, between Whedon and Lindley and Foles, you're talking about three guys on the South team that are big, strong-armed quarterbacks that have different stories and have an opportunity to step up and say, hey, maybe I'm a first-round pick or a second-round pick or whatever. But all three of them are being looked at as potential starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And then on the North team, you got two guys you got to figure out, you know, that are not your typical guys. I mean, that little kid from Boise State can play football. And he doesn't have a big arm, but he's one of the best anticipatory throwers I've seen in years. He's only 5'10 and a half or whatever, but Kellen Moore is a really good football player. I'm not saying he's a first round or second round or third round pick, but he kind of belongs in a conversation for an NFL team. And then the kid from Wisconsin, Russell Wilson, I've said he reminds me a little bit of Doug Flutie. He's got a better arm than Doug Flutie, and he's very creative. To me, I'm checking those two guys out too.
Kirk Cousins from Michigan State.
Kirk Cousins belongs in that conversation, the bigger, strong-arm kids, and he's so smart. He's only 6'2 and a quarter, but Kirk Cousins is a three-year captain, and when you start talking about intangibles, which is the most important thing at the quarterback position, you know, he's one of those guys at the top of that particular list. So you've got to do your homework on him. I think he's more of a mid-round guy, doesn't have quite the arm strength of Whedon and Foles and those guys, but again, Christian Ponder a year ago, people were saying, is he a second rounder or a third rounder? He went number 12. So you got to keep your mind open and do your homework and trust the process.
As you look at it, just in general terms of position, Mike, as you stand here and with the week, a good chunk of this week behind us, how would you rate the quality of positions from this particular Senior Bowl?
I think it's about an average Senior Bowl week. I forget what we had last year, 11, 12, 13 first-round picks. I don't know if we're going to get quite that many this year, but when the South comes out here and you start saying you got three or four defensive linemen that are first-rounders, you got a couple corners that are first-rounders. You know, there's some linebackers running around out here that have incredible speed. There might be three or four corners that you have to look at in the first round. So by the end of the week, I'll have a better opportunity to answer that question, but what I need to see is the South practice again today. It's only going to be the second time Wednesday afternoon, and I can't wait to watch them because I think there's some kids that have really stepped up that are surprising me a little bit.
Running back position?
Yeah, some of the North guys I really like. I mean, I think they were patient. I think Polk is a good football player. I really like the kid from Boise, Doug Martin. He could be a second or third round pick. And Vic, you know, the tendency has been the last few years, unless a guy is, Adrian Peterson, which you could make the argument that maybe the kid from Alabama is, you know, maybe he's a top 10 running back. But after that, a lot of teams are opting to go down the second, third round and find two running backs instead of just one guy. And that's so I think there's a bunch of guys in this game that are second, third, fourth round running backs who you're going to see an awful lot of in the NFL.
And Mike, knowing what you do of Leslie Frazier and his staff for Minnesota coaching the North team and Mike Shanahan and his staff coaching the South team for the Redskins, what do you take from their influences on the types of practices you've seen?
I think both practices have been great. My biggest frustration for the North team has been the lack of ability to get the football to the quarterback with the snap. I mean, whether in shotgun or under center, you're seeing a lot of inexperience on being under center. They had a kid come in today from University of California, Pennsylvania, named Reshaw Johnson, and he's trying a shotgun snap, which he hasn't done. I mean, that's frustrating. That's hard to get through a practice if your quarterback can't get the snap. But the tempo's been great. The new defensive coordinator here has done a great job kind of running down with the corners and setting up what they're doing defensively, and I couldn't appreciate it more.
Great stuff. Mike, thank you so much for joining
us. My pleasure. Thanks, Vic.
All right, that is Mike Mayock from NFL Network. He will be part of NFL Network's coverage 4 p.m. Saturday Eastern Time of the Senior Bowl from Mobile, Alabama. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.